The great thing about festivals is that you get a broad spread of everybody, you know. You get the sort of well-known artists, and then you get people sort of trying their hands, people who are just starting out, you know, people playing in the sessions, dancing in the streets, that kind of thing. It's a good excuse to get your top off, you know. It's the beginning of the
No.
summer. At least that's the kind of folk festival I like to go to. I
And
don't know
Martin, yeah, every time.
about
And
you.
Martin, the village folk gigs you've been involved in, selling out, sellouts, very popular it seems.
Well, it's there. Being slightly facetious, there are people who don't like going to folk clubs, and they will turn out for this kind of gig, and they're a fabulous audience. I wish they'd go to folk clubs occasionally because I do love folk clubs, but they are another small audience, and small audiences are my pride and joy. I love them. I love them to bits, because you can really make contact.
Just how much good local folk music talent is currently out there? Who better to judge, I suppose, than yourself? And not only out there, but continually emerging as well, and new talent coming through.
Well, there's a lot is the short answer. But the wonderful thing is how you can turn up somewhere and quite unexpectedly someone will completely blow you away. Just well, I don't, because they can write, or because they can really sing, or they can really play, or they have a real intensity and a real passion about what they do. And just occasionally that happens, and I love that. I really do.
The other thing about festivals is that maybe, you know, students, younger people, and everything couldn't necessarily afford to come to the kind of gigs that the more professional folk scene gigs, maybe in art centres or theatres or that kind of thing. Or they wouldn't want to go and sit in a stuffy theatre when you're on tour. But a festival will bring out the curious, and it's a good way to recruit, if you like. You know, it's a good way to get people interested in the music. And one of the things that the folk festival scene does have is a massive youth movement, which is very, very exciting for, you know, people like me, and well, people like Dad
Me
as well. You
too,
know,
bloody hell, yeah.
it's good to see people taking it up of whatever age.
I suppose it was inevitable, Eliza. You were going to be growing up immersed in this music and the world of traditional music as well.
Yeah, very much so. I did. I grew up sleeping under pub tables, really, falling asleep under the stage. Yeah, I know that makes it sound worse than it actually was, doesn't it, Dad?
Let's talk about what you've been up to, because you've been very busy, haven't you, Eliza? First of all, with your tour, your Big Machine 2017 tour.
That's right. Yeah, we toured just before we tour. We did a mini tour just before Christmas, and we are on the road again before Christmas. We'll be on the road November and December across the UK. In the meantime, we're doing a load of festivals. We're playing Wickham, Towsley, Shepley coming up, Beverley. There's quite a lot. And I'm also this year very, very busy with Hull 2017 City of Culture. I have several commissions from PRSF, New Music Biennial, and also from Hull City of Culture themselves. There's several reasons to get out there and get singing and get hanging out with Hull people, and which is it's proven really lovely getting to know my family's city, you know, because all my mum's family are all from the Hull and the surrounding areas. So it's been really lovely getting to know the area properly, get to know the city properly, and I'm looking forward to doing some performances in June and July with that. So yeah, it's been a busy year. I'm establishing a Watson family archive at the moment. We've got a Facebook page and a website as well that people can come and share their memories of the Watterson family from over the years, the Watersons, the singing group from the 50s, 60s onwards, and also, you know, just old pictures, music, that kind of thing. So it's a pretty packed year, really. I'm mainly focused on Wayward, though. Wayward is my baby just now. So we're touring the album, which went in the charts at number 25, which was very exciting.
Wonderful.
Yeah, so it's a very exciting time for us. It's a very exciting time for folk music altogether, I think. I think people are really open to new music these days, and I guess we're new old music in a way.
Well, let's talk about the other album now, and the album you two have teamed up to produce. You've joined forces to perform songs as part of your first duo album ever, Martin.
Yes, we have a duo repertoire. Quite a big one, actually, when I think about it, because we have done the occasional gig and have found it very easy to do two 45-minute sets. So why we haven't recorded before is just maybe sheer carelessness.
You've been too busy by the sound of it.
Well, yeah, that's also true.
So am I presuming we're going to be hearing more from that album at the Lincoln Folk Roots and World Music Festival coming up?
Yes.
Absolutely,
yes,
because we haven't made another one yet.
I didn't want to be too presumptuous. How difficult is it dividing your time between touring and recording, Eliza, with your parents? Like, for this, I mean, how much of a challenge was it? Because you seem to be so, so busy.
Well, I try, these days, I try to well, not limit things, but I do have two small children, so I'm not just dividing my time between myself and my parents, I'm also dividing my time between myself, my parents, and my children these days. Mm. I try not to tour during the week. I mean, we basically work on weekends, and then I'll go away during the holidays, sort of thing. I try not to go away for longer than 2 weeks at a stretch these days. But when it comes to big band tours like the Wayward Band, then obviously I do go away for longer. It's always been a juggling act, and more so now with small children. You have to, you know, make sure they don't forget who you are.
And Martin, they tell me you've been in this business, what, more than 40 years now?
Well, it's coming
and
up,
the rest.
It's coming up for 60, actually.
So why is it still so special for you?
Well, really crudely, it's a fabulous job. This is a wonderful job. Number one, musicians don't retire, I don't think. And I have the opportunity to get to go around the country singing to people songs that I really love, and trying new things out on them. I mean, new things that are new to me out on them. It's very exciting and totally rewarding in every sense of the word. It's such a great job.